Hello, hello, happy 2020. World War III is upon us, and we are podcasting still, because that is what we do. It is the time to be alive. It is Saturday Draft Live. It is 2020. It is the run-up to the Royal Rumble. And we're not going to mess about today, because there's a lot to get through. Once again, I am joined by my regular co-captain on this here flight. It is Scott McLeod. How are you?
I'm fine. Mixed feelings today, David, because on the one hand, I feel like I'm physically dying.
Oh.
But on the other hand, it's Wrestle Kingdom today, so, you know.
Scott, as long as you're not spiritually dying, because that is the true death of a man, you know, I believe. But guys, we are joined by two prestigious guests in the studio. First up, he is our Lord and Saviour of ESSR. He is the man who makes it all happen. Is this what you wanted me to say, Stephen? Sorry. The manager of Team It's My Podcast, that is Stephen Wilson. How you doing?
Oh, David, what a time to be alive. Dana Brooke is winning on SmackDown. The Dark Order is still a thing.
No, boo, boo to all these things. Down with all these things. I'm not happy about it. And listen, guys, I didn't actually think I'd get to meet the star of the movie The Brave Little Toaster, but as it turns out, listen, ladies and gentlemen, Jack Graham is in the studio from Smells Like Team Spirit. How is it going, Jack?
I'm doing very well. You've actually got the main star live in stereo. How do you feel?
I feel honoured. I feel privileged and slightly turned on right now. Anyway, we're going to keep going. Listen, there's a lot of business to get to. So just to explain something off the bat, all right? The ESSR title was vacated on the award show by Alan McLucas. He is taking a break from podcasting for a month, because sometimes you just need time to yourself. So, to crown a new champion and to make sure that Steven's opportunity from season two is upheld, the powers that be at ESSR have decided that it will be Stephen Wilson getting that opportunity against Jack Graham, who was the runner-up in our last sweepstake. And guess what? That match happens at the end of this show today for the ESSR Championship. That is right. We will crown a new ESSR champion at the end of today's show. Guys, how are you feeling? He's excited.
That's just another day at the office.
It's just another day of winning titles from Steve.
Another day. He doesn't understand. You don't understand what it feels like to be a newbie and coming in and being this honour already. I'm here for it. I'm ready. Let's do it.
Like, that's Stephen Wilson. That's the Charlotte Flair of the SSR title. So we'll keep going. Listen, we're going to break down our top three scorers for this week. And Scott, I need to come to you immediately with this, because hell is frozen over. I see a crowd of flying pigs outside my window. Rio got 5.5 points in AEW this week, Scott. Miracles do happen. Rio finally paying off. This is not a long-term thing. We've talked about how Rio has not been good for you. We talked about how AEW as a show has not been a regular points getter. But undeniably, a good week with a title defence this week in AEW.
Yeah, definitely. It does seem like Rio's New Year's resolution to actually defend that title, because we had the four-way on the New Year's episode of Dynamite, and now I believe she's got a match to defend the title next week against Chris Statlander. So we'll see what happens there, because Statlander's in this whole thing with Brandy, where Brandy's trying to recruit her to this Nightmare Collective. So
don't start me on that. Let's move past that quickly. The less you talk about Brandy Rhodes, the better. Oh God! Well, listen, Rio, 5.5 points. I want to come to you, Stephen and Jack, just to get your opinion on this. I had a bit of a go at AEW last week, in that they haven't been a regular points getter. As two competitors in this league, are you looking at AEW for the next draft and thinking, you know what, maybe I don't go so heavily with these guys?
Well, Jack didn't have anyone at all from there, so like he's kind of agreeing with you on that one, David. I kind of see your point on it, because it depends on when you kind of go with it, because you get the likes of Rio, who Scott mentioned before. He was surprised that nobody had picked her before the point she was picked, but judging by how she's been booked since this has happened, I think we can understand why no one has booked her. I think actually Scott's the only person who's benefited from this whole Chris Statlander couldn't be at the New Year's AEW show because she was busy at some, I can't even remember what plumbing company it was, it's that small.
Yeah.
So I think he's the one that's benefited from that because he's got Rio two matches in a row on two shows in a row.
Well, that's the thing, and also backstage news is that AEW are quite high in Statlander, so it could be a case of maybe she's meant to win the title off of Rio that night. I don't know if it's too soon to take the title off of Rio, but it's a possibility.
It's going to be her versus Brandi Rhodes at the next pay-per-view, probably.
And Stephen, you don't need to reveal this at all if you don't want to, obviously, draft strategy, but you've got Cody and Britt Baker on Team It's My Podcast. Are either of those guys people you're desperate to get back on your team next season?
Britt, I'm not as hot on because she's been appearing, but she's not really winning. Mm-hmm. I think with Cody, it's a kind of a mixed one. I mean, he's in about 20 million feuds at the moment, so you can guarantee he's going to be there. But at the same time, he's got the match with MJF coming up at the next pay-per-view, which I can't see him winning.
Yeah.
So that would kind of be the hit there. So it kind of depends how you would kind of view that as a one-off.
And also no title matches in his future. You know, yeah. Don't forget about that.
That's true. That's very true.
So it's hard, but we're going to move on. And this second place this week, it comes with a bit of a caveat we need to discuss, Scott. Because obviously, as with the draft, there is once again a constitutional vote that has been put to the people. This week we had our first tie. The issue on the table was whether NXT's new live stuff that happened this week in the awards show, whether the film segments with the wrestlers receiving their awards and such should count towards appearance points. Now, the votes were at 5 and 5 until Stephen Wilson realised it benefited his own self-interest to vote for the points to count. As such, they did. The motion was passed. Adam Cole from Team Nat Queen Cole from David Hockney is the captain of that team, and he is the second highest scorer this week because of that. I want to open up to the panel. Do we think the right decision was made, and Adam Cole still proving to be a good captain for David Hockney as well?
I really thought it was a good idea to do the, or include this and make, I voted for the points to count, because I thought despite Keith Lee only having one appearance, I thought that would be bolstered by the fact he's my captain. It didn't give me limit how many points. I thought I still remained kind of second until SmackDown, but I still like the idea of it counting. I mean, it wouldn't be a this draft without a bit of controversy. I mean, we had last week, we had the vote about the New Year's match.
Yeah.
Steve Harvey clause, as I've deemed it.
Steve Harvey clause, which will be in law from now on until the day we die in the ESSR draft. Jack Graham, I believe you voted against the motion to pass. Why would you do such a thing, sir? What was the reasoning behind it?
Reason one, it does me no favours in the standings.
First and foremost.
The second, I feel like it's just a nothing show. I feel there's no warrant to it whatsoever. I feel it just doesn't count towards it, so I don't feel it should count towards the score, but I can understand why folk wanted it. Mm. I've just maybe been a bit selfish in my reasonings for not being happy where I am.
I think, Stephen, what we've seen from the votes so far and for these issues, we've got a precedent now where it's just like, if it's a WWE show and there's live segments airing, the numbers should count and the numbers should stand. Do you think that's sort of a general rule that we've now got in place going forward?
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair. You kind of you talk about it with the kind of number one performer this week, but as well. But I think that's kind of the thing. I mean, I must actually outline the fact that you said, David, that I was very much not for it. And the minute I saw the tie, I was like, you know what? I can get points from this. You know, a lot of my reasoning was I didn't want David Hockney getting 8 points.
That's very true.
Mine was like, I'm getting 3, David's getting 8. Way up.
This is one thing we always need to consider. David Hockney getting points is good for none of us.
especially with Adam Cole.
We do not want that man to hold the SSR title again. It's an insufferable experience. Listen, we're going to get to it. And Stephen Wilson in the studio today on the week that not only does Roman Reigns become the top scorer of the week with 14 points, which is almost double that of Adam Cole, he's also now the top scorer of the season with 32 points. Now, Stephen, me and Scott talked about this in the first show we ever did, how your team was a risky one, and it was very much dependent on the performance of Roman Reigns. Are we starting to see the gears shift and that risk is starting to pay off, do you think?
Yeah, I think we're starting to get closer and closer to the Royal Rumble. We're only a couple of weeks out of it. Roman, despite not winning at TLC, has been a consistent factor on SmackDown, and he is the bookie's favourite to win the Royal Rumble match, so they need to start booking him as such, you know?
Aye.
So they need to start building the momentum to him, and I think that my whole strategy was based purely on the factor of Roman Reigns winning the Rumble, so I was hoping to be close going into the Rumble and then hope for the best, which up until last week didn't look like it was going to happen.
Yeah, but you know what? It's happening, and you know I'm pretty worried about it. I have to say, Scott. Obviously, we've seen the return of the Usos last night, an alliance with Roman Reigns. Do you think this is good news for Steven as far as wins are concerned? Do you see a couple of six man tag wins coming their way when Bobby Roode comes back to balance the odds on Team Corbin, or do you think it actually will take Roman Reigns out of the action? Do you think it will just be tag team feud now between Baron Corbin and Dolph Ziggler in the lead up to the Rumble? What's your thoughts on that, Scott?
No, I think it will be a benefit to Steven. There'll be like six man tags, or Roman might get an appearance point because like if they try and interfere in a Usos match, then Roman comes out, kind of even the odds up. But I do see like there being a few six-mans in the next few weeks because regardless of whether or not Roman wins the Rumble, I think the feud between him and Corbin continues in the months to come. I don't think it will go all the way to Mania. I think they'll like blow off maybe at Elimination Chamber or whatever the February odd pay-per-view is, and then they'll go on to like separate things for Mania.
Yeah, well, and Jack, I want to come to you just on this one. We mentioned the Steve Harvey clause. The right decision, do you think? The New Year's match counting, and did you manage to watch it at all? Have you seen this classic New Year's affair between Roman Reigns and Dolph Ziggler?
I mean, that's what I watched going into the bells. I was excited for it. But, I agree with it. When logically thinking about it, it was a WWE setup. It was production. It was commentary. It was a WWE show, essentially. It was a match. It was in their own ring, commentary, whatnot. I get that one. So that's why I voted yes for that.
Well, we're going to get to the table now, guys. And it makes for interesting reading. At number 10, we do have Sarah Grieve dropping out of the league next season. And we will be announcing her replacement right now. Sarah Grieve will be replaced next season by another ESSR newcomer, and Daniel Campbell, yes, Fake Diesel himself, is coming to the ESSR draft. He will be competing next season, and we can't wait to have him. Big Daddy Cool. At number 9 is Team Wine Lover, with Stacey Smith. Poor Stacey, you know, she keeps on trying. At number 8, we have Alan with the Elited. At number 7, with the only picks that matter, is Ross McLeod. At number 6, we have our own Jack Graham, with Smells Like Team Spirit. At number 5, but it has to be said, rising quickly up the table, is Stephen with Team It's My Podcast. At 4 is Team Nat Queen Cole with David Hockney. Number 3 is Scott McLeod with the Glasgow Callies, the Glasgow Cali 44s. Number 2, Team Viscera with Gary. And still at number 1, I'm actually not sure how long it's going to last, so I'm not going to gloat this week. I'm seeing my points slow down, and I'm like, it's Team Goat with myself, David Campbell. Jack, I want to ask you quickly, obviously, this is your first season in the draft. Now, I've made a lot of jokes on this podcast at your expense of your team over the last couple of weeks, it has to be said. But it's been a not bad debut season coming in mid-table. Are there lessons that you've learned from your selection that you think you'll change in your when you make your picks next season? Or are you wanting to go for a similar-looking team and hope it pays off? What's your thoughts on that?
I think I'm going to change up a bit. To be honest, I'm only happy with two of my picks, which is R-Truth and Sasha Banks.
Yeah.
I feel like they're the only ones that are actually able to get me in. Walter has been an absolutely disappointing pick for me, which I'm very surprised at. But that might change coming up to TakeOver, but I think I might leave the NXT UK guys in the next season. I think that could be my change. And maybe not pick Ricochet.
Well, it's a rule that I always have is it will have to take me not having anyone else on the board to take an NXT UK guy.
You see, that was my thinking, because like I was like 7th or 8th when we were picking the teams. So I didn't really have a lot of the kind of top folk to go for, and I thought, well, Walter's been kind of left pretty late. There's a champion, I'll take him.
Mm-hmm. So, well, that's the thing. Also, Stephen, a previous winner of the draft, you'll be able to share. And this sort of experience, you do need a heavy hitter for your first pick. So perhaps Ricochet isn't the guy you go for a number one pick. You know, it needs to be a sort of main event level caliber competitor.
Yeah, you need to go. You need to go for somebody like that. I mean, last season, I had Seth Rollins as my number one pick, and that pretty much got me over the line because Seth is pretty much everywhere apart from losing to the Fiend in Saudi Arabia. So
yeah.
I think from this season, I think the tips are a strong first pick and a strong tag team.
A strong tag team is something that I've been severely lacking throughout the entire 3 seasons of this draft. So,
last time you picked Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan,
who quickly split up. I was very, very raging about that one. It has to be said, I was not happy. I do have to say, though, Bayley. I will say this, I don't want anyone stealing Bayley, but Bayley was my number one pick in season one and ended up winning that one. So don't forget about the women for your number one pick. But Scott, you look at this table, give me your official prediction right now. Who is winning season 3 of the draft?
I was going to say those are top 4 or 5 like people on the table from like 5 onwards. I think these are the people you need to watch out for in the last few weeks as we get to the Rumble, because Gary keeps sneaking up the table right about SmackDown time. So I think it's just a case of like who's picked who. For me, it's a case of, well, even though I'm like 3rd right now, if I don't win, I think I've learned a few lessons from the last 2 seasons, because I did pretty terrible in the last 2 seasons.
Yeah, this has been a success by that standard, you know.
Yeah, so at least I've learned a few things about like who to pick, who you give like your captaincy to.
Yeah, well, I was actually looking, because we talked about NXT UK briefly, the highest scorer from NXT UK this season has been Kaylee Ray, and she's only got 5.5 cumulative points, so I think that tells you all you need to know. Mm-hmm. A brand that I'm sure a lot of us are a fan of, but doesn't necessarily translate into points, so we need to see where it goes. My pick at the start of the season was Team Viscera. I was very, very clear about that, so I've never hoped more that I'm wrong. So we're going to move on, guys. We will be crowning the new ESSR champion right now. So the rules of this are as follows. I will ask the question. Both Stephen and Jack will have 20 seconds to message their answer to Scott McLeod. All right? So make sure you have your Facebook messengers up, guys. All right? You have 20 seconds.
Facebook messenger.
Well, just some form of messenger.
Let us flick to Facebook.
Stephen, as long as it's not carrier pigeon, then I'm like, you know, just some form of communication that you can get to Scott in 20 seconds, all right? To answer the question, if you both answer the exact same thing, then Scott will let the second person know and they can just give us a new answer on air. It's just so that you're not listening to the person who answers first and getting sort of hints off their answer. Mm-hmm. We'd also ask you not to Google and not to be cheating.
In 20 seconds.
Yeah. Well, that's why I said 20 seconds, but I don't know what you do for a living. You used to be like expert typers. So, like, you know.
I try to keep some integrity here.
I'm sitting here by a desktop computer. You know, I can get information like that. All right, so I'm going to ask you both. Stephen Wilson, are you ready to go?
I was, but not anymore. The confidence is gone.
Jack Graham, are you ready to go?
Yep, messenger is up. Google is up. Nope, Google's deleted.
Well, listen, guys, you are on Saturday Draft Live, which, of course, is the home of Scott McLeod. Now, if there's one thing we know about Scott McLeod, it is that he is a big, massive Canaanite.
Oh,
he is a huge Canaanite.
Oh, for goodness sake.
So this question relates to one of Kane's most infamous wins. So he won the title, the ECW title, off of Chavo Guerrero at WrestleMania, all right, in the year 2008. Your question, how many days was Kane's ECW world title reign?
Oh, Jesus.
20 seconds starting now. How many days was Kane's ECW world title reign?
I've set my guess.
Fucking cheese fingers here.
God's sake, I don't know.
Come on, Jack.
Yeah, I've sent it.
You've sent it? Scott, have you collected the data? Have you collated the data?
I have.
All right. Scott, would you be able to tell me what Stephen Wilson answered for the question?
He put 165.
And can you tell me what Jack Graham put for this question?
Jack Graham put 150.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the answer was 91 days, which means you're new ESSR world champion. Jack Graham wins the belt.
I've conquered. Who wants it? Out the park.
The Graham era has begun on ESSR. What a victory, guys. Someone who wins this draft needs to win the title from their shot at it, by the way, because that's two in a row now that they've absolutely failed. Jack, how are you feeling about your first ESSR title victory?
I'm absolutely ecstatic. Let's get the bubbly open. Right now, Gary, okay? Give me a sing song for the boys.
It's the era of karaoke on ESSR. Stephen, commiserations. You know, Kane has felled some great champions in the past, and he's felled you again.
I knew the minute you said Kane, it was like, I do not care about Kane.
I've always liked Kane. I
could tell you who he lost it to and what the match was.
Aye, it was the Night of Champions, wasn't it?
Mark Henry.
and a triple threat match that also featured the Big Show.
But it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
You're champion.
It's all right, because your reign's only going to last for less than 2 weeks.
Mate, I'll go out for 2 weeks. It's fine. I'll enjoy it. I'll go out dry January. Never heard of it. Here we go.
So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Jack Graham is your new ESSR champion. Daniel Campbell will be joining the draft next season. Scott McLeod is ill and I am hungry. So we will be ending the show there. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you tune in again next week to the hottest show on the SSR Patreon. It is Saturday Draft Live.